Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with today is called the Word of God. It's part four from a six-part series, and we're dealing with two topics today. The first topic is called Exercising Your Authority with Words, and the second topic is God's Word in Your Mouth. It is important to understand that the Word of God is the weapon that we use in our spiritual warfare. It is the Word of God that we use for healing, for prosperity or deliverance or salvation. It is the Word of God. There is a spiritual battle going on all the time, but normally a person cannot see this. It's through the Word of God we can see into the spiritual realm and understand what's happening. But God has given us His Word, the Word of God, to fight the battle in the spiritual realm with words, and those words have to come out of our spirit man. The born-again believer will be challenged by Satan to see if that believer really believes in the authority that God has given him and the authority in the Word. Satan will also see if you're prepared to stand your ground on and with the Word of God in any situation. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, in the Amplified Version, it reads, "Put on God's whole armor, the armor of the heavy armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand against all the strategies of the deceits of the devil." Here we see in the scripture, God is giving us His armor. It's spiritual armor to put on, but it also says that we have to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Satan knows it's the Word of God that defeats him, so he will try to talk the believer out of believing the Word of God. The believer must believe the Word of God and must act with the Word of God. In Mark chapter 4, which is called the parable of the sower explained, or the parable of the sower that sows the word or the seed of God, we see in verse 15, it says, "And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away that word that was sown in their hearts." The scripture is saying when you hear the word of God and it goes into your heart, Satan will come along and try and steal that word out of your heart, because he does not want that word to take root in your heart or in your spirit and to grow and become a reality on the outside. In order for Satan to avoid God, he's got to avoid the written word of God, which is the Bible. Why? Because the word of God is where the power is. Jesus, the name above all names. Jesus always spoke to every situation. He spoke to the wind, the sea, fig tree, demons, the dead, and they obeyed the word of God spoken in faith. Both God and Satan are after your words, for your words will control the natural world. The power of life and death is in the tongue. We see this in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. And it reads, verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit of it." Your words will give you freedom, or your words will put you in bondage. The choice is yours. We see this in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, where God says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." The scripture is saying God has given us the choice between the blessing and the curse. Again, I say God did not bring the curse in. That came in through Satan. But God is clearly saying, "I'm putting the blessing before you in the form of the word of God, or you can take the word of the world," which is Satan's area. God says in this scripture, take life. So your words are very important, and the word of God is what's got to come out of your spirit man in every situation, not what the world says. One last comment I'd like to say about this area of exercising authority with words. God, from the very beginning when he created mankind, gave man dominion through words over the earth and everything in the earth. That authority has been given back to us through Jesus Christ and what the work he did on the cross. And God wants us to exercise in authority through his word. Let's now go to the next topic, God's word in your mouth. God expects you to follow the same example Jesus and speak words of faith to the problems or mountains in your life. We can read this in Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. And reading from verse 22, "And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain or problem, be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." The Bible, the Word of God, is telling the believer, speak to the problems, speak to the mountains in your life, in every area, but use the Word of God and believe when you speak those words, believe that they are fulfilled at the moment you pray those words. Your words create or remove mountains in your life. That's the simple answer. The mountains, the problems that come up into your life that Satan has put there, they are removed by the Word of God. Words are also seeds. They produce after their own kind. Whatever you sow with your mouth will produce a crop, and you will have the harvest of that crop. Yes, what you say you will eventually have. If you say it long enough in faith, or if you say it long enough in fear, you will have the result of what you're saying. You will produce a crop from the seeds that you are sowing with your mouth. We can see this more clearly in Scripture when we go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, and it reads, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked or made fun of. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life." The Word of God is saying, don't be deceived. Whatever you sow with your mouth, you will have a harvest from that, whether it's into the flesh or whether it's into the spiritual realm. Further, we can see in James chapter 3, verse 6, that your words are your future. And it says in verse 6, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among the members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell." The Bible is actually saying here, your tongue will determine your future. What you're actually confessing now will produce a future for you. It is God's will that you learn to take His word, to put it in your spirit man or your heart, and to speak that word out. Satan will try and get you to speak negative words out of fear, but God wants you to speak positive words out in faith. When you speak those words out in faith, then the Holy Spirit can make those words come to pass or become a reality in your life. God's word must be in the mouth of a believer and spoken out of the mouth of a believer by faith. God wants you to speak words of life and not words of death, words of faith and not words of fear. The next audio message will be part 5, and the topic is called, Is There More to God's Word? Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.